אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, Amit. Let's go through the big headlines in this week's edition of Australian Jewish News. So there's been a string of anti-Semitic incidents that happened on the eve of Yom Kippur in both Sydney and Melbourne. And Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rifkin said the intent of them is to instill fear. In Sydney, a concerned motorist spotted a car with a neo-Nazi number plate, while New South Wales police confirmed a report was made after anti-Semitic and neo-Nazi graffiti was located at an address in Kensington. Officers attached to Eastern Beaches Police Area Command have commenced inquiries, New South Wales police said in a statement to the Jewish News, while urging anyone with more information about either incident to come forward. Rifkin said the graffiti attack shows the hatred that lurks among us and the increasing brazenness of neo-Nazis in this country. He said this graffiti has appeared in the eastern suburbs, which is home to a substantial Jewish community, and occurred on the eve of the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. So the intent is to instill fear in our community, but they will fail. He said tens of thousands of Australians will mark Yom Kippur as we have done for thousands of years. Member for Wentworth, Allegra Spender, described the graffiti as absolutely distressing, and she said, when Parliament returns, I'll be voting for a national ban on Nazi symbols. We must make it clear that there's no place for this kind of hateful ideology in our community. In the other incident, a neo-Nazi display over the high holidays, the car, which I mentioned before, had a number plate 88 Sieg. It was seen exiting the Western Distributor just before Darling Harbour. The number 88, of course, is slang for Heil Hitler, and Sieg is German for victory. The driver who reported the number plate said, I was just disgusted that anyone could get away with parading this sort of neo-Nazi rubbish through the streets of our city in the 21st century. There's no place for it in Australia. According to the Sunday Telegraph, after the number plate was reported, Transport for New South Wales began the process of cancelling the registration of that vehicle. But Roads Minister John Graham said this should have never happened in the first place. He said there's no place in New South Wales for neo-Nazis, and we're not going to tolerate hatred and intolerance being spread in the community. So I've asked Transport for New South Wales to urgently tighten the system to prevent any repeat of this. New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President David Ossip said it is both confronting and concerning that this number plate was brazenly being displayed driving around the streets of Sydney, and underlines the need for continued vigilance against the well-documented rise in neo-Nazi sentiment. In Melbourne, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria President Daniel Agion said he is alarmed by the presence of neo-Nazis at a Melbourne rally in support of the No Vote just before Yom Kippur. It comes after a string of anti-Semitic incidents over Yom Kippur, including vile graffiti that was sprawled across concrete pillars below the Millers Road underpass in Altona in Melbourne on Sunday morning. According to a report in the Herald Sun, Hobsons Bay City Council Mayor Tonya Briffa said she would contact the Westgate Tunnel Project team to have the graffiti removed. She said Hobsons Bay City Council doesn't tolerate any kind of hate speech graffiti, whether it's about Jews, the LGBTIQ plus community or anyone else. And our policy is to remove graffiti like this within 24 hours. Agion said he appreciates the effort of authorities to remove the graffiti as quickly as it was. He said the graffiti represents an attempt to intimidate, harass and vilify Jewish Victorians, and there's no place for messages like this in our community. Opportunistic extremists then turned up at the No rally, where it's understood about two dozen masked neo-Nazis unfurled a banner that said voice equals anti-white and performed a Nazi salute. A flyer with the heading Every aspect of the Aboriginal voice to Parliament is Jewish was also handed out. Agion said the presence of neo-Nazis at the Melbourne rally in favour of a no voice is alarming because they're using this referendum to divide Australians and recruit for their neo-Nazi extremist and dangerous cause. He said, regardless of how people vote in the referendum, event organisers need to make it clear that neo-Nazis are not welcome at otherwise peaceful political rallies. And Rifkin, Alex Rifkin, the Australian Executive Council of Australian Jewry CEO, said the vile incidents mean the time has come for a national anti-Semitism education program across all Australian schools to provide resources and support to teachers and parents to understand and defeat this form of hatred, particularly before it spreads to university campuses, the workplace, and broader society.
And almost every week you report on some anti-Semitic incidents, and recently our community is facing more and more anti-Semitic behavior this way or another. And what really puzzles me, Shane, is that with all the security around surveillance cameras and technology, and yet it's hard to catch those individuals. And even when they get caught, there is no guarantee they will not do it again.
Yeah, it's concerning that sometimes they get away with it. Yes, there are more cameras, but in the middle of the night in some places, like in this Kensington address, there may be not. Maybe they knew there wasn't a video camera. So it's hard to catch them. But hopefully these new state laws against the Nazi symbol and against Nazi salutes will make some of them think twice. And like some politicians are saying, calling for a national federal ban on that would be could be useful as well.
Mm-hmm. Prevention, education, and stronger laws may be the solution. Shane, I see there are more not so good news on this topic we just discussed.
Yeah, just one also not so nice story, but the National Press Club has invited a United Nations official who has been accused of making remarks using anti-Semitic themes to give an address. Francesca Albanese, no relation to the Australian Prime Minister, of course. But Francesca Albanese is the UN Special Rapporteur for Palestinian Human Rights, and she's appearing at the event in Canberra on October 14, Australian National Press Club address. Now, she has in the past been criticised for using anti-Semitic imagery to demonise Israel and the Jewish people by comparing what happened to Palestinians in 1948 to the Holocaust, and comparing Gaza to the Warsaw Ghetto, and claiming that America has been subjugated by the Jewish lobby. Her press club appearance is being promoted by the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network, which has told supporters they need to ensure that the event is a success by filling the room and is offering discounted tickets to help make that happen. Now, the Zionist Federation of Australia Director of Public Affairs, Bren Carlile, questioned the press club's choices. He said the fact that a supposedly neutral UN official is being sponsored by an organisation that supports the discriminatory BDS movement and doesn't support a peaceful negotiated two-state outcome to the Israel-Palestinian conflict, that should have raised some red flags, he said. And Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubenstein also said it is disappointing the National Press Club is providing an unfettered platform to Francesca Albanese, who he says has a documented history of publishing ugly tropes about Jews and extreme virulent views about Israel, both before and during her tenure with the UN. Now, National Press Club Chief Executive Maurice Riley said they promote the cause of free speech and a free media, and in its 60-year history, the National Press Club has not had to censor speeches or speakers. He said speakers speak for about 25 to 30 minutes, and then journalists are able to ask questions of the speakers for the balance of the hour's event.
Thanks for the update. And staying in politics, and we can't just ignore that the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews resigned last Wednesday. Any comments from the Jewish News about that and the new Premier Jacinta Allen?
So the new Premier of Victoria is, of course, Jacinta Allen, who was the Deputy Premier previously and has been in Victorian Parliament for decades. Only the second Victorian female premier she's becoming, so congratulations to her. Of course, during his 9 years as Premier of Victoria, Daniel Andrews Obviously, he resigned on Tuesday. Now he's had a major impact on Victoria's Jewish community as a champion of Israel, a driving force against anti-Semitism, and for security upgrades to schools and shuls in Melbourne. The triple election winner, acclaimed for ambitious public works programs, but also slammed for Victoria's spiralling public debt and his top-down governing style, he told media, "It's time to go and to give this privilege, this amazing responsibility, to someone else." An avowed supporter of Israel, Andrews once told a Yom HaAtzmaut event at Caulfield Shul that he saw Israel as a home for a culture as old as civilization, for the survivors of mankind's worst crime, a great precarious social and economic experiment willed by a brave people. There's been some tributes paid to him by Jewish communal leaders. For example, Jewish Community Council of Victoria President Daniel Agion said Andrews has been a strong and consistent supporter of the Victorian Jewish community and of Israel. And in recent years, his government has taken efforts to address anti-Semitism in Victoria by adopting the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, outlawing the public display of the Nazi swastika in Victoria, and hopefully soon, he said, the Nazi salute and other symbols. And he founded a groundbreaking anti-Semitism training program for teachers. While Zionism Victoria President Yossi Goldfarb recounted Andrew's opening a Victorian trade office in Tel Aviv and declaring his opposition to the ALP conference's push for Palestinian statehood. And Zionism Federation of Australia, Jeremy Labler, described him as a genuine friend of the Victorian Jewish community and the state of Israel.
And that's Premier Daniel Andrews' resignation and his relations with the Jewish community of Australia. We wish Jacinta Allan good luck, and hopefully she will continue to support the needs of the Jewish community of Victoria. Let's talk about sports, or is there anything else you would like to mention, Shane?
I'll mention some sport. Before that, I should just say an online Holocaust museum, believed to be the world's first, has been launched by the new Queensland Holocaust Museum and Education Centre in Brisbane. Now, that museum, of course, was established through a $3.5 million government grant matched by the federal government with $500,000 from Brisbane City Council. And so the actual building opened on June 30th this year. Just now the museum has launched an online platform, and Museum Chair Jason Steinberg said the combination of a virtual museum and local residents speaking about their survival made this project very, very unique. With the physical museum, as I mentioned, launched in June, Steinberg said, "We wanted to think creatively about how to educate people before we had a physical presence. And on its website, the Brisbane-based museum describes its internet exhibits as a visually engaging, interactive, digitally intelligent and immersive experience that brings the story of the Holocaust to life. So, yeah, it's interesting that a building, the museum's building, which is recently opened, they've already also launched an online museum, so people anywhere can actually go and visit the Queensland Holocaust Museum.
Nice. Anyone can now visit virtually. Okay, it's time to talk about sports. Big weekend in Melbourne. It's the grand final. Any connections to the Jewish world?
Everyone loves in Melbourne, there's the AFL grand final, and there's a few Jewish supporters go for Collingwood. Most of them go for Carlton, who sadly lost in the semis, but some go for Collingwood, or either you do or you hate Collingwood. That's what you do with Collingwood. Mm. And in the rugby league in Sydney, of course, on Sunday evening, we have the Penrith Panthers going for their third consecutive NRL title. They're playing the Brisbane Broncos, who got a formidable team themselves, but they actually haven't won the grand final for 17 years. So that should be an interesting clash. And just for the record, I may be the only one, but I'm a Jewish Penrith Panthers supporter, so I really hope they win on Sunday night.
We shall wait and see. Shane Zyatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much for your report, and speak to you again next week.
Thanks very much.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.